Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that seems to always be paying its taxes. The man in front of me, comedy legend, avid drinker, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend over here.
I'm wanted for tax evasion.
You look like one of those sketchy accountants in the 70s.
Yeah. He looks like an accountant that has an office next to like Better Call Saul.
Yeah. You look like I come to you and I go, can you do my tax? And you're like, yeah, bro, let me explain that, bro. Taxes are optional. That's what you look like.
My remember Lou Marin? His accountant used to he'd get paid in beer and cocaine.
Oh, ho.
And he'd ask his customers, like, instead of going, how much did you earn? He was like, how much you want to pay this year? And then they'd be like,
that's amazing.
I don't know, maybe like 4,000? I got you. And then he'd rummage around his desk to find like old receipts.
That's insane.
He used the same receipts for all of his customers.
Oh, that's what, fuck man. I feel so, the way I'm meticulous about it is insane. I'm like a big nerd. And I still got fucked this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my accountant, I realized I have to talk to him. There's some mistakes that were made. I ended up overpaying. But no, I don't think you ever get that back. If you overpay, the government's going to be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, they're going to be like, what? Where? What? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why normalize tax evasion.
Well, you can't normalize if it's evasion, because then if it's normalized, it's no longer evading.
I see your
normalize,
point.
Normalize, no more income tax.
Mm. Yeah, that's better.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I had to bring... My car in.
Oh, really?
What happened? Well, here's the thing. I went just to change the tires to be ready and oil all that maintenance shit. But the thing is, for the last couple of weeks, I get pop-ups like on the screen. It's like, check your ABS. No, like all the yellow. And then it leaves. It stays for like a minute. And while it happens, like the steering wheel's hard. Like everything's fucked up. It's like, what the hell? So I go in the morning. I go, look, can you also check this? He's like, yeah, but it's probably nothing. It's probably just wires loose or whatever. I go, yeah, but... Because he said something that I agree with. He goes, if it was a real problem, it would just be consistent. It wouldn't just pop in and out. Oh, yeah, but it's what if I'm on the highway one day and then my fucking wheel locks?
Yeah, you're taking a turn at 100.
Yeah, won't I die? You know, won't
well, you well you'll hit the wall.
Yeah, and then he's like, it's not gonna happen. And he's like, but then
I like his confidence.
And then it wasn't happening. Like when I picked up the car, but then now, as soon as I parked, all the fucking stuff flashed again. Like everything on the dashboard flashed again. And I was like, God damn it! I gotta do something. I gotta sell this.
Do you have a blue driver?
What?
I have a thing in my car. It's called a blue driver. So you plug it into your car. And then it tells you what the error code means.
Oh, well, it tells me what it says, ABS maintenance needed and all that. So it tells me what it is. It doesn't just say random error. It's just that they don't do anything. Every time I go, like, for years I've been complaining about stuff. And they go, what are you going to do, right? Like, remember when my thing, the gears would get stuck?
Yeah, and they'd tell you to tap on it?
No, they didn't tell me. They told me, do you know a hacker? Maybe if your friend's a hacker, he could hack into. This is Ford telling me this. Yeah. And then I'm the one who went, I asked my buddy Viron, who went online and looked, and they said, just smack it. And I keep smacking, and then it works.
And we tried everything that day.
Dude, everything. We I don't know how we didn't take that car apart. Now all I had to do was smack it. Like, fuck.
Sometimes violence works.
Yeah. Many times, actually.
Yeah.
Many times it works. So that was my day today. I had that. I had some edits to do and shit, so I was very frustrated. I woke up early. I had to bring in at 7. Another thing I noticed, I bring it in at 7. I'm there like a few minutes early. This guy comes out, he's like, he points, he's like, 7. It was like 6:53. So I was just waiting at the front door.
Oh, he got angry because you brought it in before
6 minutes
seven?
Early, yeah.
Hey, he can go fuck himself.
I was like, in my head, I'm like, it's 6 minutes. I did it earlier on purpose so that, like, they're not, because I thought maybe it's a lot of people go out once.
Yeah.
So I was just like, they could take it and do it. And then I was sitting there, at least I'm in my car, but I was like, you don't have to be a stickler for the second. You could just not serve me. Let me in so I can park it.
Yeah.
And just not serve me. You don't have to be like, oh, I'm sorry, bro. Rules are rules. Rules are rules. Why are you letting me drive this car for years when it keeps fucking up? Don't we have rules?
Weren't they supposed to fix something under warranty and they kept postponing or some shit?
Yeah, they postponed it all the way till the warranty end it. Now I feel like they're going to figure it out. That, oh, now we could fix it. We have to pay for it. But if that happens, I'm calling the government because I hear we have a law in Canada for the lemons.
The lemon law, yes.
Yeah. So if that happens, I'm going to fuck the shit out of Ford.
That's like the was it with you guys when we were going to see a fight? I think it was the last time when we went to see Ali fight. That
in New York,
the restaurant at the airport was they only served breakfast till 8 a.m. or something or 9, and we showed up like at 8:50, and they were like, "We want to order," and the lady was like, "Wait, your turn, sir. Wait, go over there," and then we're just waiting. She came over at 9.
Yeah.
We're like, "Okay, I'll take a breakfast." No more breakfast.
You guys missed it by a minute.
You missed it by a minute, and we were like, we've been here for 10. Yeah. I've been trying to order for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was we were going to New York with Chris Ramsey. It was, what's his face? Shal wanted the breakfast.
Within that 10 minutes, the funny thing about it is within that 10 minutes, the people that she was taking during that 10 minutes, she was telling them, no, you can't have lunch menu because that's in 10 minutes. You got to wait. And then by the time she gets to us, she's like, no, now you can't have breakfast. It was like the dumbest, the dumbest fucking thing. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, just don't order. We don't want your money or your business.
Yeah. Yeah, these are weird things.
You don't have to be a stickler that much.
If I was the owner, I'd be upset at her.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. She's like, even if 9:05, just order. Just do the fucking, like, what's your problem?
I've been getting angry at a lot of people on the phone because I was trying to get my new truck insured, and it's not a SUV, it's not a RV, it's very hard to insure. So like the first place I call, they're like, is it a company truck or it's, and I'm like, well, it's in my company name, but it's just a regular, like it's a van. Okay. All right. So yeah, we can insure it. So what do you do with this van? Well, I go on tour. Oh, no, it's a bus. No, it's not a bus. It's just I go on tour. We can't insure it. What do you mean you can't insure it? And then I was like, you insure.
I use it for travel. I'll go from city to city.
You insure my fucking Tesla. And sometimes I take my Tesla to go do shows. And I bring the same fucking two people. Yeah. Like it's not like I'm not doing a fucking, it's not a sightseeing tour. It's not a fucking, like a double decker, and they're like, no, you can't. So then the second place I called, I was like, okay, I was always like changing my story until I got it right. And then the last guy, like everything was perfect. And then I forget, I said one thing wrong and he was like, oh no, so that's a business vehicle. And then I was like, go fuck yourself.
Is that what he's saying?
Go fuck yourself. And he was like, no, sir. Look, calm down. And I was like, I've been on. He's like, I'm going to transfer you to right department. I was like, go fuck yourself. I've been transferred for the last fucking 4 hours. I hung up. And then I was like, fuck. I was so angry. And then I found like just an agent that like, I don't know what...
Broker.
Yeah, a broker. An insurance broker that deals with different companies. I talked to her for like a minute and everything was good.
Is that it? That's all it took?
Yeah, and she like my last tour bus cost me like $1,300 a year to insure. This one is like $600. Yeah. Like, it was super cheap.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, And then I wrote her name down and I was like, I'm calling back all the other places, telling them to go fuck themselves. And I'm insuring everything I have with her.
Yeah, put me into contact with her. I got to change insurance. Yeah,
fuck. I was so angry. And they don't give a fuck because you can't say, I'm going to bring my business elsewhere. They're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not like I own this fucking. Do you think I'm.
You think I'm the, Mr. Bel Air, Bel Air Direct?
I'm Mr. Beneva.
Yeah. I don't own any of this shit. Yeah, my insurance, I have to change all my insurance. So they're all overpriced nonsense. And whenever you call, they're always angry.
Yeah.
They're always mad at me for calling, which is crazy.
That's why I switched to a broker as well.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I had one of them too. Like, I was on the phone with, I think it was a Beneva or whatever, for like about an hour and a half just on hold. And I was like, I'll go on their website to see if I can just fucking get insurance online. And there's a whole thing, what kind of vehicle, blah, blah, blah. I fill everything out. And then click here for to get your price. And then it doesn't give you a price. It goes, okay, someone will call you. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then they've been calling me for the last 4 days.
That's the opposite of me in the bank. Yeah. I go through the process. They've been supposed to call me for 3 weeks. They even give me the name of the small business guy that's supposed to call me. They never call me. And then I call and nobody ever picks up.
How are things running? I don't understand.
I don't know. Yeah.
I texted one of my homies who works at the bank. And I go, bro, your bank is shit. He's like, I know. He's like, what do you need? He goes, I know. He goes, it's garbage.
Yeah, and all of those companies are firing people. Imagine things aren't going well now when it's fully staffed.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's Desjardins that said they're firing 400 people.
Oh, Jesus.
God. I was like, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, because that's just local.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Scotiabank. Yeah, they've been not that good.
The good thing is, so when they fire 400, like whenever you read a thing, a big company fires 400 people, we're all sad. But I'm like, fuck, Tim Hortons might get some people working again.
Some good service.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tim Hortons never has a problem. Isn't there always someone willing to work beside him?
I guess. I don't know. But from where I work, it's kind of weird. It's kind of iffy, especially during the pandemic.
Well, it's an airport.
Yeah.
That's way different.
Yeah.
You guys is a strange economy.
But I don't know, but Tim Hortons, even though no matter how many people they are, there's always some kind of fuck up with a coffee. Yeah.
Oh, we need a last minute idea. So remember a few years ago when I had tickets, I was supposed to go down to Texas, I had to cancel because of the vid, the Canadian government stepped in and said don't travel again this year. Anyways, so the limit is November 11th of this year. So I'm going down, I have stuff to do in Texas anyway this year. So I was like, okay, I'll use my credits. And on the way here, they told me you can't use your credits. Because the limit is November 11th of this year. You have to have both tickets like coming back also. So I have between now and November 11th to figure out some trip alone, one person, to go somewhere and do something and come back just so that they don't keep that money. Let's put our heads together, boys.
How much money is it?
What company is it?
Air Canada.
You should find out where their head offices are. Go to that city and just go tell them to go fuck themselves.
I'd be down to film that. I would do that too.
Yeah.
Because now I don't want to do it because it was expensive tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was over $1,000. Yeah.
And I have the gimbal now, so that's a good idea.
Yeah, but I can only do one. It has to be my name. That's the thing. Or else I would give it away.
Just one?
I could only have one, and it has to be under my name also.
Fucking assholes. Yeah.
So I could only buy one ticket and pay the difference or whatever I want within that time frame, and it has to be under my name or else I would have either sold it or like got a gift for someone. Like let's
that's why they
know.
Did that so you don't sell it.
Yeah, or someone we know, I would have just said like, look, man, I can't use it anyway. Let me book your ticket to this, but I can't, and I'm not due to leave till the 14th anyway to go to Texas, so I don't have anything to do.
You don't want
to
go watch a soccer match in Greece?
In Greece, they're gonna fuck me because the ticket was for the States. They're such cocksuckers. So let's say the ticket for Greece, I tried this. The ticket for Greece, let's say, is $1,200 and I paid $1,100 for this ticket. They're going to tell me, okay, you have it, but you have to pay an additional $1,000.
Why?
Like, but then won't that make the Greece ticket, if I buy it without the credits, wouldn't that make it twice as expensive? They're like, yeah, it's because since you're changing it, it's going to a different country, not the US like you originally did. We're charging you fees. I tried it. And I told them, it doesn't make sense. You're charging me more for using the credits.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay more with the credits, I told him. He's like, oh, it is what it is.
Oh, you should go down and do a spot at Rogan's Club.
At the Mothership?
Yeah.
See if I could go in and out?
Yeah.
I'm going to send a message.
Yeah.
I'm going to send a message. Yeah. Adam Egan still books that. I'm going to send a message this week. I might just go pop up.
I'm infuriated right now.
Yeah.
Mm. They're such bastards.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Cocksuckers. How bad is that?
That's next level. That's legally basically scamming people.
Yeah. That's our system.
That's legal fraud.
You had any good gigs you this weekend?
No gigs. I was just getting angry at the
you only podcasted companies. That's it.
Yeah, just podcast. I'm doing I had shows this past weekend. This past weekend I was in Saguenay. I was doing like an arena podcast. It was fucking insane.
Phenomenal, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to get to Saguenay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really fun. It was really fun. The thing I noticed about those podcasts, since they're big rooms and I just do one in each area, it's all people that drove in like 3-4 hours. So there's like a party vibe.
Everyone's happy to be there. Yeah. I like that shit.
Yeah, and there was a chick that opened for me, a girl that her fucking, like she texted Michelle. She was like, hey, can I open for Mike? And she used the fact that she was disabled in her email, which I don't like when people do that they try to play the pity card, but she wasn't playing the pity card. I think she was just telling
me. She's trying to find something you guys had in common?
Yeah.
And well, you're like, man, mine is mental.
But she told me what when she had, because she got an operation and they fucked up and she ended up paralyzed.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she, when that happened, she was like, you had sent me a video, because her friends were like, can you send a video to our friend who she's paralyzed? And they were like, don't worry, she can take jokes. So I was like, what did I say in the video? And she was like, you kept on saying that you're diabetic and that's way worse than what I have. And then I remembered, I was like, oh yeah, I was just yelling into the camera going, I can't eat cake.
That's amazing.
But she was really good.
She's
really
good. Yeah, but she's not paralyzed anymore?
No, she's still paralyzed. She went in for an operation. I don't know what the operation was, and they cut an artery, like a major artery.
On purpose?
No, accidentally.
Can I just ask, how do you do that accidentally as a doctor? Isn't everything slow and steady? You're not going in there cutting
with a weed whacker. Yeah. But she was bleeding out, and then they fucking filled her back up with blood, blocked it, and then they ran out of blood, so she didn't have blood in her bones for like a little while, and then. When the blood finally came back, she's paralyzed from the waist down. And she said the shittiest thing about that wasn't even like everyone's like, oh, fuck, you can't walk. But she was like, you know how some people that are paralyzed from the waist down go like they can still feel their dicks or their vaginas? She goes, I can't feel my clit or my vagina. When she fucks her boyfriend, she feels nothing. She feels nothing.
Not much has changed.
Yeah, nothing has changed. Oh, but I was like, and I was asking her a bunch of questions.
Do you still want to bang?
Yeah, I was like, you must like, because she was like, I'm very sexual. And I was like, you still must like sucking dick like way more, because at least you can feel that. Because for her, banging now is just getting choked. So she, like, he, no, but because he
what
just,
are you doing? What are
he
you
just
doing?
Fucked her. He goes, I'm banging you. And he doesn't even have to bang her. He can just go, I'm fucking you so hard, baby. You are? I am.
Yeah, trust me. She tries to look down. He's like, we're on the honor system. Just trust me.
Just trust me.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
But did she sue and shit? Or?
That's a suable thing.
Yeah. She should have sued. I don't think she did. Because
she should
make
millions and then have like an exoskeleton, like an Iron Man.
Yeah.
But she was
walk
really
around?
Good. She was
wheelchair?
In a wheelchair.
So everything above the hips works?
Everything above works fine.
And she says she's still very sexual?
All she did was talk about sex. The whole... Like, her set was all, like, kind of dick jokes or a lot of dick jokes. But backstage, like, Thomas Levesque was opening.
Also very sexual.
Also very sexual. And he said the whole podcast, she just talked to him about how she's writing a book about all of her. She was like, if I would have known that I wouldn't feel anything anymore, I would have written down every sensation, every, like, she misses... getting her pussy fucking pounded.
She could lie to people. She could be like, I fucked so hard I can't walk anymore. Yeah.
So she can't come, basically.
She can't come.
She can't feel anything.
She can't feel anything.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like as if any girl that sleeps with you.
Yeah. I wonder, though, like, because she was saying that it's worse than not having sex and not walking. But I think the not walking...
Yeah,
for
not walking
is
number one for me.
Like, I think I could go without ever coming ever again in my life.
If you let me walk.
Yeah, if you let me walk. Yeah. Like, I'd rather that than have, like, the best sex life ever.
But I'm in a wheelchair?
I'm in a wheelchair. No. My fucking legs don't work. I'm pissing my pants, shit in my pants half the time.
But there is something funny. You have, like, a huge handicapped dick.
Yeah.
And you're just going crazy, going town on people.
Yeah, I'd rather come.
Like my arch nemesis, Alain Godet, him, he does sex stuff.
He still bangs.
Yeah, he still bangs.
And
he's hanging and banging.
He can feel his dick. His dick, I asked him to once because he's like severely, severely disabled. And his dick works fine. Like he doesn't need Viagra and he's a 52-year-old dude. They can't.
Holy shit.
Can't even like he can't even hold a fork.
Yeah.
But his dick gets rock hard.
He can't hold
a
fork.
That's wild.
So he eats with his dick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, he's out there hanging and banging. It's crazy. Yeah. You never know what's gonna happen. Like a lot of times when it's with the spine or shit like that, some people it's one arm.
Yeah. I think if my dick worked really good, but my legs were dead, I'd try to get really strong and have like parallel bars, you know, like a gymnast.
Yeah, yeah.
And just bang with that. Like,
well, that's what you have, like a monkey.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just swing.
That'd be crazy. Yeah.
Get a, I don't know what I'd do.
I'd prefer no dick, but being able to walk, because you lose too much not being able to walk.
I get it.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it, though.
Yeah, I'd rather come, though. For me, it's a win-win situation. I get to sit around and come
all
day. I mean,
for real, though, yeah, he's been gaining a lot of weight. He's better off no legs. Yeah. He's getting paid by the government to stay home. He's just getting...
I think the thing, like, it wouldn't even... Like, I don't even know if the wheelchair thing would bother me that much, but it's just the going to the bathroom. Like, going to the bathroom yourself. Because if you're sitting, like, I can't even pee sitting down. I have to stand up. So I'd have to get like leg braces or fucking a hook
to
just
pee.
To pee, like I like.
Oh,
pee.
You'd be very uncomfortable.
I like pee. I like peeing standing up. And I'm like, when I met my girlfriend, she was like she was like, would you consider like peeing sitting down since like she has daughters? And I was like, no. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna wipe the, like, if I piss on the floor, I'll wipe it up, I'll clean it up. There'll be no piss on the floor.
But there will be no peeing sitting down.
Yeah, no peeing sitting down. I can't pee sitting down.
He removes the toilet seat. He's like, nobody in this house is gonna pee sitting down.
Yeah. And see, that's why I'm getting a urinal in my bedroom installed.
That's insane.
Wait, what?
I'm getting a urinal.
That's
like
insane.
Like not in the actual bedroom. Like it's not like
an that's a lunatic.
Yeah. Bro, I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's like a lunatic millionaire thing. You're like, I need to install a urinal next to the bed and a trough down there. That's crazy.
No, but in the bathroom.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I get it.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, because
why do you make it seem like a lot of dudes are coming in? Yeah. It's just you.
It's just me, but it's because I like I don't know why I like urinals. I was like, I want a urinal.
Because they don't splish and splash.
Yeah, they're very convenient. Yeah,
they're very convenient.
And they're easier.
Yeah.
Like when I pee.
How do you clean it? Hose it down?
You hire someone, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Is your urinal going to have just like the schools you
put it has a handle? It has a button.
I push a button and it just washes?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a toilet.
Yeah, it's like a toilet, but the thing I like, since it's underneath, you don't have drops
on the
fucking floor. Mm, I fucking hate. I hate when I see a drop on the floor.
And you might be living 1,000 years in the future.
Since I'm the only dude in the house, like if I see a drop on the floor, if there were dudes coming over, I'd be like, God damn. And I could blame whoever was at my house, even though I'm the guy who pees on the floor. But now I'm the only fucking guy. So I can't be like blaming my girlfriend. Fucking bitches just splishing and splashing all over the place.
One of my gigs I did last week, we had a bathroom in the... And then I noticed that one of our mutual friends, well, I'll tell you later, like he had to go in to use the bathroom. And then I went right after him because I had to wash my hands now. I don't have to go to the bathroom. And I noticed that he decided to almost exclusively piss on the floor. And I was so upset. I was like, do I fucking start shit now? And I go, I'll just ignore it. But it's like, try to get your pee into it. It was like... 70 outside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just like he pissed on the floor.
Oh, so he didn't even bother rolling back the skin.
Bro, he just pissed on the floor. Well, it's almost like he went in, exploded, and then left.
Because that's what happens sometimes. Like, sometimes, like, in the morning, I forget to roll back the skin. And then when you got
but
the skin...
But we're talking about your penis, not your boyfriend's.
Yeah.
It fucking... When you have the skin over, it fucking goes into, like, 8 different directions. I go, fuck! And I have to clean up and shit. It's fucking...
But you... Like, it happens sometimes I'll pee. Like, you know, like, if you fuck or if you jerk off...
Yeah.
And then you don't pee, like... You only pee, like, the next morning. And then you piss and it starts going like this. And you're like, which one's the bigger fucking... All right. And then you're... Okay.
The crazy things.
But I always clean it up. Like, obviously. I'll spend an hour fucking wiping everything
off. Do you get mad, though?
Oh, fuck. You know what I
get
just
mad,
realized?
But it's also shocking sometimes. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I just realized one of my bathrooms, I put in fucking wallpaper next to the toilet. And I'm like, that's a fucking horrible mistake. Because I'm not going to pee on it because I'll be peeing in my fucking urinal. But when dudes come over, you know, if someone pees and it splashes on your wall, you can wipe it off. But on fucking wallpaper...
So I don't know who's going to pee on the wallpaper.
Wait, what's wallpaper?
What's that? Did you say what's wallpaper? Yeah. You know, like...
Is it like the decorative stuff you stick?
Mark Wallpaper. He's an actor from Boston. What's up, guys?
Is it the decorative, yeah, like...
Accidentally, I think, murdered an Asian dude.
Yeah.
Or blinded an Asian dude.
He blinded an Asian guy.
By peeing on him in the bathroom.
Mark Wallpaper.
No, but is it like the decorative paper you stick on the wall?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Paper on a wall. Because
I was like, who the fuck puts paper on a wall?
Yeah. You thought it was like...
Because you said the bathroom, so it didn't click. Because to me, wallpaper goes in the kitchen.
Yeah. It goes on the wall, technically.
Yeah, it just goes on the wall. You choose what wall.
Yeah.
I've only seen videos of people installing it in kitchens for some reason.
Installing. Yeah. But no one's going to pee that hard in your bedroom on the back.
I hope not.
No.
Because I have my friend Louis who fucking every time he comes over to my house, he wrecks my bathroom.
I haven't met him.
I think so. He was at the... No. He was at the Bell Center last summer. Every fucking... Like, I had a thing from the roll of toilet paper that I got from IKEA. And I bought four of them because whenever he'd come over, he'd pee and lean on it.
Yeah.
Like he'd lean fucking on, he'd put his hand on the roll of toilet paper.
He wants to get comfortable.
So then it just breaks. He did that twice.
What does he look like, Dino? What does he look like?
He looks, stand-up? Looks like a regular dude. No, he's not a stand-up. He's a director.
Oh, I don't know.
Is he really large?
No, he's kind of small. Like he's
that's insane.
He's kind of thin. Like he's probably like I don't know how tall. Like maybe 6 feet tall. Like 160 pounds. Like he's a small,
he's a regular dude. Yeah.
Do you think he just has a really big bladder? And he's like, oh fuck, I'm gonna
be here
for a while.
He's a dude that likes comfort.
I think he's just like he's drunk and he's like, oh fuck, and then I'm gonna relax.
this guy's awesome.
So the first time he broke it, I was like, how the fuck do I find a? Because I wanted to replace it with something that was exactly the same. Because like I took the thing off. And then the paint, you can tell, like, you know, that...
It's different. Yeah,
so I'm like, fuck. So I found one at IKEA, and I was like, okay, I'll buy another one, and then he fucking broke it again.
The same guy broke it.
And then I went back to IKEA, and I bought, like, four. I was like, I don't
he's
know.
He's coming many, for Christmas.
I bought, like,
make sure.
A bunch of them. And then, see, I don't know if he's the one that came over to the house, like, when Marie was living there and I wasn't. But someone came and someone... So it has to be him. Who else fucking leans on a goddamn roll of toilet paper?
That's amazing. Yeah,
that'd be amazing if I found out that my ex-wife, he was banging my ex-wife. It's just I go to her house and the rolls of toilet paper are just on the ground.
You go to her new house and she just can't have a roll up. Everything's broken. Her bathroom, there's holes in it.
But I was like, I was like, what the... How... Like, what the fuck did you do? Like,
some people lean on anything. I had to stop a sign at the studio the other day because dude, in front of me, he couldn't stop. So the doors there, they're weak, like the way they built them, right? So we've had a lot of problems. Phil got stuck in his office. So the only one that works properly is mine because no one ever leans on it. So he sat at the studio B, the Mike Ward Theater of Dreams, and so he weighs a lot and he's fucking leaning on it. So I go beside him, just don't lean on it because this is like, oh yeah, I get it. He says, oh yeah, I get it. Lifts his hand up and starts leaning on it again. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Bro, just stop fucking leaning on it. He's like, no, I'm not leaning on it. And then leans again. He did 3-4 times. I'm like, why are you doing this? He's like, I don't know. I want to put my weight. I don't know. He just couldn't stand straight. He couldn't stand straight. He just, every 4 seconds, like, yeah, I get it, bro. I kept leaning.
Could you imagine the IKEA employees? They're like, why does this guy keep buying fucking...
Why does he have so many fucking toilet paper?
That's the next rumor. Mike Ward doesn't know how to take a shit.
My friend Louis, when I was in Quebec City this summer doing the... Centre Vidéotron. He's with my girlfriend. He doesn't know my girlfriend. And in the podcast, I think it was Christian Morancy starts talking about VR stuff. And then I start talking about how VR porn feels really real, like, or looks really real. And it was just like kind of a joke that I thought of that isn't really a good joke, but it was that I met someone that she was like, watching porn is kind of like cheating. And I was like, okay, so she thinks that watching porn is kind of like cheating. I should cheat on her. And then she'll see it's fucking different. And that got a laugh. But then I was like, I watched VR porn. And I was like, okay, this kind of like cheating. And it was just
that's a good joke.
It was just for the laugh.
Yeah.
And then Louis is backstage with my girlfriend. He goes, we watched VR porn together in Florida.
Him and your girlfriend?
No, him and me. And then, so she tells me the next day, she's like, yeah, your friend Louis said that you watched VR porn with him in Florida. And I was like, what? Why would I watch VR porn with a dude? Like, what? Wait,
so that wasn't even true?
No, it wasn't true. So I was like, but why? And I was like, why the fuck? Why the fuck?
Who's that? I love this guy. Who is this guy?
He's hilarious.
This guy's amazing. Who is this guy?
When I watched VR. And then I was trying to think. This guy's like, amazing, when he came to Florida, did I even show him my fucking VR? Maybe I showed him. And I was like, I think I only told him I had a VR headset. Like, he didn't even use it.
This guy's awesome, bro.
He's the guy that a couple of years ago, my nephew was staying with me.
What did he do?
And my nephew was 17 years old. So, and there was a party at Just for Laughs, and I brought my nephew because I was like, those parties are fun, and he'll be able to drink a little, and I'll watch just to make sure he doesn't fucking, you know, go crazy.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun for him. It's like a bar, but no one will guard him because he's with me. So we go, and then I tell him, look, don't drink too much. I was like, I'll get you the beer. So I give him one beer, and it's good. And then he comes up to me, my 17-year-old cousin, and he's fucking freaking out. He's like, your friend Louis tried to give me cocaine.
And I'm like, who is this? This guy's amazing. Also,
yeah, he's awesome.
This guy's like, amazing.
What? And he goes, he gave me cocaine. I told him I didn't want any because I didn't want to be addicted. And he said, cocaine's the only drug you can't be addicted to.
This guy's a legend.
What?
I want to meet this guy.
I want this guy to write a book. I want to know everything about him, bro. This guy's amazing.
No way.
Goddamn trainer.
This guy's amazing.
God damn.
Holy fuck. He's a good comedy movie from like the 2000s.
Yeah.
Before everything went woke.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This guy's hilarious, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then he texted me like a couple of weeks ago, and he goes, hey, man.
Remember that time we watched porn together?
No, he goes, you haven't texted me in a while. Are you mad? Did I do something? And I go, ha, ha, ha. No, I've just been busy, but did I do something? You told my girlfriend we watched fucking VR porn together. And then he goes, what? I did.
He doesn't even know. This guy's amazing.
He didn't even notice.
Okay, this is a cool
dude. He goes,
dude.
No, I don't. Oh, I don't think I did. I go, yeah, she wouldn't make that up. Like, my girlfriend's not a fucking psychopath that'd be like trying to like split me and my friend up.
This is so good.
What a fucking trainer.
Did you do something? You basically insinuated me and you were jerking off together with VR porn. Which would be insane.
Yeah.
You're good for walking on two dudes with helmets
on?
Yeah,
imagine. And plus, I only have one VR set.
So you're that means him?
My friend would be jerking off and I'm just looking at him going, it's awesome, eh?
You're looking at
it. Yeah, yeah. It looks so real, right?
Yeah. Is she on your cock right now?
Does she look good? Because your dick's super hard. She must look good.
Oh, fuck. This is amazing.
Nah, bro.
Yo, I beat the new Spider-Man game.
Already?
Yes.
Nah, you're insane.
I went straight. But I didn't do 100%. I did just the main story.
Yeah, how long is it?
It's not that long.
Really?
That's my only complaint is that it's not that long. But epic. They made a very fun game. It's a good Spider-Man game. There was some woke shit, though. That didn't need to be there. I felt like it was forced a bit. You know, but I guess that's what's happening in the comics now. So I'm watching, first of all.
Is he called Spider-Person?
Well, Spider-Men. There's two of them now. It's the Spideys.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't mind. I like Miles Morales, the young Spider-Man. I like Peter Parker. I'm a Peter Parker guy. But the thing is, because I don't read the books now. I don't know what's going on with Miles Morales. So I noticed at the beginning of the game, this fucking kid, bro, part of Spider-Man was you have a secret identity. All this free, he's talking to this fucking kid, his best friend. He knows who he is. And he also knows that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. So already there, I'm pissed. I go, that's way too many people that
know. Oh, this kid told his friend that Peter Parker's Spider-Man.
And that he's the other Spider-Man because there's two Spider-Man. He's the young Spider-Man.
Fuck.
Then there's a chick there who's doing gang signs. And like, who's it? But then I found out she was deaf. She was deaf. She was just trying to communicate. I thought she was like doing gangs, right? But she was deaf, and she
Let's
knew.
Move.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, yeah. So because I put my headphones on, and all I see is, I mean, I thought it was a bug. That was like that. Okay. And then they're doing gang. I go, bro, Miles joined the fucking street gang. But it wasn't. She was just doing communicating, and then they were trying to communicate with her, which was actually nice of them. But woke shit. So then I was like, okay, the deaf girl also knows. Okay, and everybody knows. Mary, like, everyone knows who the fuck Spider-Man is. They have their masks off. Like, what the fuck's going on, bro? Like, it's very obvious who you are. Yeah. It's like, everyone knows now. This is so stupid. So that kind of bugged me. And there's a lot of little, like, you're like, I'm web swinging around and I get a message. Can you go help at the art center? Because, you know, this is the only cultural art center that has a people of colors music.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So, and like, people of colors music. Just say
black guys.
Just say black guys. Black music.
Black music.
Or hip hop. It's so weird. Or hip. Like, anything. But it's just, the wording was weird. I go,
people of colors
music. Yeah, people of colors music. And I was like, it's too, you're trying so hard, you're making it weird.
Yeah, no one talks like that.
Yeah. But it was a good game. Oh. Very, very well made. Like, in what they did, it's going to win awards for sure.
Really?
Best Spider-Man experience ever. But also, they changed. Like, I'm an older person. So I love Spider-Man. I love Venom. You know, Venom, that is nemesis there, which was Eddie Brock. But in this version, there's no Eddie Brock. It's his friend Harry Osborn. This is the modern version. So his friend Harry Osborn.
Wasn't Harry Osborn the Green Goblin?
That's Norman Osborn. And then his son actually became the new Green Goblin. But anyway, so Norman's there. He's not the Green Goblin yet. They're setting up a third game for sure with Green Goblin. So Harry's sick. He has like cancer and AIDS. So they give him.
Does he have AIDS?
He has AIDS cancer, some kind of weird hybrid that's killing him.
Okay.
So they give him the symbiote. They don't know that it's a symbiote. It's from space because it heals him. But then what happens is he becomes super strong. He's helping Spider-Man. Then it goes on Spider-Man. He becomes the alien costume Spider-Man. He becomes evil. Then he gets it back. He becomes Venom. Then Kraven is there, but Kraven the Hunter's in this game. And Kraven the Hunter's mental. So the good thing about this game is they actually kill people. So he killed actual supervillains. He clipped Vulture's wings, killed him.
Spider-Man?
No, Kraven.
Oh, shit.
He killed Electro. He killed Vulture. He killed all kinds of supervillains. It's fucking crazy. And then he gets killed. Venom bites his head off. That was a cool scene. Okay. Yeah, and you play as Venom. So you kill him, and you bite his fucking head off.
No way.
Yeah, I appreciated the
they added
violence.
Some God of Warness.
I appreciated the extra violence after the deaf gang.
I fans. Love how they fucking make it super woke, but there's murder.
That's why it feels fake. Yeah. Like, I know that they're like, all right, just throw this in there. So you're swimming. Can you come help me? Because colored people don't have music. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking
That's
about?
That's definitely them going, okay, that'll shut those fags up.
That's kind of what it felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a mission where you play as the deaf girl. It's like 10 minutes of not. So you're like,
you don't hear anything?
You're deaf now.
Okay.
So I don't hear anything. I go, okay, I could imagine I don't hear anything, you know, but I'm not deaf, but okay. So then you walk around, and every person, when they talk to you, you don't hear them. You just get like emojis on top of the head, like an angry emoji or whatever.
What?
Like, as if deaf people, they can't tell that you're mad. They have to see an emoji next to it to realize that you're pissed off. And then you have to spray paint, because she's a good painter, over other people's graffitis to make it nice. That's the mission. And then you meet another painter.
What a shitty mission.
Yeah.
They
didn't need to be there.
They just put a deaf person in to show how inclusive they are, but they give them a shitty job.
Yeah, joke's on them. I wasn't listening anyway.
Yeah. But they, make them into a superhero. Mm. I was hoping
for that. I go, okay, this might be like some kind of sonic wave thing, because we have a blind one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A deaf. Yeah. You could be a way better deaf superhero than a blind one.
Well, like a blind supervision. One, you'd be like, well, what's going on? But a deaf one.
Because Daredevil's blind. Yeah. I guarantee you they don't show that. He must have killed a lot of people by accident.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't see shit. Yeah. He's like, I thought he was black.
Yeah.
She could be a way better superhero.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, deaf, it wouldn't change anything.
No. You could still do it. And if you put something to help to hear shit,
you get someone to just tap you if
it was a crime happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. But that was a missed opportunity. But the game was insane, though.
Okay.
And the boss battles, you know, there's one boss and then sometimes he has two phases. Bro, I'm fighting fucking Venom. There's like five phases.
Oh, goddamn.
But they're all crazy. It's very fun.
Doesn't it get annoying at some point, though?
No, because the way the game is, it's forgiving. So if you beat him and you're at the third phase, when you die, you start the third phase. You don't start all the way from. It's not like a Japanese game.
Okay, okay.
The Japanese don't give a fuck.
And you have it on PS5?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got that, and now I'm waiting for the Metal Gear Solid remake, the old.
Yeah,
it's all old games for PlayStation 1. They're releasing them this week. This is old games, but they're just putting them on PS5 so you can play them. I'm going to play that when I get that chance. I love it. It was my favorite game.
The Metal Gear?
Yeah.
I just bought the Crew Motorfest.
Okay, you're not allowed to play RTS games. He signed a contract on racing intellectuals.
Game. It's a racing game.
You're not allowed playing?
He's not allowed to play real-time strategy games because they consume too much time. We signed a contract at the intellectuals
for
podcast.
The three of us.
Me, him, and Guido, basically, because I was saying, you know, we all have like our vices, and I feel like we all just fall because we're always doing it alone. Like, let's say him, he has to diet. Like, he got too big and he knows he could lose weight. But the thing is, I feel like part of it is that he's lonely because he's alone. He's like, I want to eat this. Why am I the only one not eating all that shit? So I said, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put all them together in a contract, and no one can do anything on this list. Even though I wasn't going to smoke crack myself, no smoking crack is on the list, so Guido can't do it, you can't do it. So there's a list, and it says basically...
Does Guido know that that's only for him? Or is he like, I wonder which one of us is going to fall first on this one?
I hope he gets that it's just for him. But so the list is no crack, no sugar, zero sugar. Zero sugar, zero crack
sugar.
No banging hookers, even if you have a discount or a coupon.
Okay.
What else? No RTS games.
Yeah.
What else is on there?
The no carbs.
Who was the hooker one for?
It was just Guido. Yeah, it's Guido because we found him at the
With the trans hooker.
So we just threw them all in there because the thing is,
they're all basically for him.
No, the zero sugars for him.
The sugar for me too.
Now I'm going back to zero sugar because of him. So I did it. Like today, I overate protein, and now I feel fucking disgusting just because I was trying to avoid eating anything else.
Oh, but I have an exception.
He has his exception is until he finishes because he bought 600 burritos because he's fat.
100
Why
burritos.
Where did you buy 100 burritos?
I'm the guy in the math problems, Mike.
You pretend you were doing a viral video for homeless people?
Nah, not even.
You're like, I'm going to buy 100 burritos for the homeless. And then you're like, fuck it, these are delicious.
Yeah, he's like, joke's on them. Yeah.
Not for meal prepping, in case I don't have time to make lunch or whatever. In case.
But 100?
Yeah. So I'm good for like 3 months.
Not even like you need a real freezer. Like even
I do,
just
yeah.
A freezer in a fridge is too small.
Oh
right?
No. Well, it took up half the freezer.
Jesus Christ.
But I've eaten a few and now I'm able to refit stuff in
You've
the bottom.
Eaten more than a few. How many have you eaten for real though?
When did I get them?
Where did you get these?
At
one of his friends made them.
Yeah.
He paid his friend. His friend made him 100 burritos.
But couldn't you say, hey, make me 10 burritos?
Well, here's the thing. I thought about that after I made the mistake because I bought the 100 and he made the 100. And then the day before they were ready, I was like, fuck, like where am I going to put them?
Because you know how they say don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry?
Yeah.
So he bought them thinking he was hungry. So he's like, yeah, I could eat 100 burritos. And then when they got there, he's like, oh, most people wouldn't eat these in one sitting.
Yeah.
No.
How much was it for 100 burritos?
$325. That's $3.25 a burrito.
Yeah, no, that's the math isn't that tough on that one. I could have figured that one out. If you gave me a pad and paper.
The math isn't what got him. It's the reasoning behind it that got him.
So, let's say... But let's say there was we didn't do the contract, and let's say I were to get lunch from work, it would cost me about I don't know, $20-$25. Now it's gonna cost me $10.
The contract.
Why is it gonna cost you $10? Isn't it $3.25?
Yeah, three burritos for lunch.
Three burritos.
They're not that big. They're like medium sized burritos. Dieting.
So that's very expensive. If it's a fucking homemade thing that costs $10 per meal, that's insanely
expensive.
It's still way cheaper than eating out.
Yeah, because he when he eats out, he's way more expensive. That's true, too.
Yeah.
But so his exception is zero sugar. The only one he's allowed to take is what's in the burritos because he bought them now. He won't let go of the burritos until they're done. That's it. That's his exception. So I forgot what else was on the list, but we had a couple of other stuff on the list. It's just basically so everyone's in it together. So if let's say Guido's, and you can't go to any sketchy dentists.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So I have a lot of... Okay, so a lot of it is Guido.
Yeah, most of it is Guido,
most of it is Guido, really. Yeah.
By sketchy... Like, did you mention no...
Yes.
Like, it has to be in Montreal
Then he panicked because he wanted to go... And he's like, oh, fuck. I go, you signed a contract because the stipulation is whoever gets caught or admits to losing has to pay the other two $500 Canadian.
Yeah.
Each.
And he's easy to catch on that when you just look at his passport.
Yeah. And then he panicked. He's like, oh, fuck. He's like, so I can't do my teeth in November? I go, of course you can. in Montreal at a real dentist.
Yes.
You can't keep fucking buying tickets to go to Mexico.
And we found out when he goes to Mexico, he stays at his dentist's house, place.
Which is kind of weird.
He stays. He lives with his dentist and he goes to get his. That's fucking.
Like, hey, Maricon, you want some breakfast?
God damn, that is the weirdest. I don't know if that's sadder for him or for the dentist. What the
it's,
fuck? It's
wackier than him sleeping in a boat.
How did that? Like, I've never. Like,
I'm dizzy.
Well, once my dentist is done with me, I've never even said, hey, do you want to grab a drink or do you want to grab lunch? So, never. How do you get to sleeping at your dentist's house? Like, did the dentist offer or did he ask first time?
I don't know how they met.
I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know how this happened. I don't know.
There must be some kind of sexy story behind
this.
Yeah,
we should investigate a little bit. The next episode.
There's got to be some sort of sex thing.
Like a gangbang or something. They high-fived.
What about that time? Remember when he got drugged by the two Mexican guys and they brought him?
He did get drugged by two Mexicans.
Do you think it has something to do with that or some shit?
And then he took them all for a night out.
Yeah, do you think one of them was like a dentist?
They drugged him to rape him, and then he was like, hey, since I'm all drugged up, let's go out.
They wanted to buy hookers.
Yeah, they basically drugged him with the intent of robbing and raping him, but he was so friendly that he was drugged up that he was just buying them hookers and all kinds of shit, so they didn't need to rape him anymore.
Okay.
So he escaped rape, but he lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think like one of them was like a dentist and was like, hey, you're a cool dude?
Oh, that's how they met, you think?
Do you think that would
No, I think he would have told us that.
Yeah,
he would have told us that. But yeah, he did. That's a weird way to get robbed.
Yeah, that's a weird way to get robbed. And that's a weird way to, like, to save on a hotel. Like, hey, I'm going to Mexico. Aren't hotels expensive? Not if you got the right dentist.
It would have been less weird if he slept in a hut.
Yeah, it'd be less weird if he slept at the airport.
Yeah.
If he was like, I'm going to Mexico to get my teeth done, I'll sleep at the airport for 2 days.
Remind me, I got something to tell you. I forgot to tell you when we were Thursday, I was supposed to tell you. I'll tell you after this podcast. It's related to this. You're going to die, though. You're going to lose your fucking mind. Yeah, you already know, but you're going to lose your mind, you. Because I keep forgetting to tell you. I don't know how it keeps slipping my mind, but it's a story that you're going to love.
Okay.
You're going to be like, goddamn. God, you're actually gonna be like, goddamn.
And how what other thing is on the list?
Well,
the RTS games.
So real time strategy is not allowed. I'm forgetting, but it's basically all those vices you've heard about on Two Drink Minimum, whether it's the hook, but also because I don't like, that's why I put the stipulations. It doesn't matter if there's a discount or whatever, because I don't want one of them to be like, oh,
But it was free.
I got a sketchy dentist, but it was free. Oh, I got a hooker, but it was for free. Oh, I did the crack, but it was a team building exercise. Like, no, there's no reason to do any of this shit. The whole point is you don't do any of this till the end of November to like cleanse your body and your soul.
Yeah. Okay, I'm doing sober October.
Yeah, look at that.
My brother does the same thing. No weed, no cigarettes, no alcohol October. Mm.
Yeah, I don't smoke weed and I don't smoke cigarettes, so it's just the alcohol.
I'm worried about no problem doing it.
No, but this one though, I'm cheating because I'm doing I did last year February like no drinking at all, and then this year I had 3 Suzekut during the month, so my girlfriend was like, drink during those, and then it'll be like if you went 28 days without drinking.
That's true too.
Yeah.
But I've noticed for a while now, when we had first met, you're drinking a lot.
Yeah, I was drinking way more.
You gradually stopped without anyone telling you anything. And then you kind of took control of it without.
Yeah. Because I like drinking.
Yeah, but you're not I remember you used to be like, I'm an alcoholic, but you're not actually an alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm just a guy that really likes drinking.
Yeah, you're not I know alcoholics.
Yeah.
Oh, my Uber driver talked to me today about alcoholics.
Really?
Yeah, because they gave me a lift to go to the car thing. And he's like, yeah, where are you from? You're Greek. We were talking. This Lebanese kid. Very nice. And then we were talking about like degenerate Greeks. It came up because of his ex-girlfriend. And he's like, yeah, you know, her brother, he's a guy. I don't know if you know him. He said his name. I know him. He's like, he got shot and he's dead and all that stuff. So we were shooting the shit about criminals. And then he goes, can I ask you a question? He goes, a lot of these are Greeks. He goes, do you think it comes like from the house? Like, do you think like the parents, the shitty parents, like they drank? And I go, you're right on the button. I go, and then I start explaining my theory. I go, we have a generation of Greeks that came here that right now they're in their 70s. If you look and Montreal, because that's all I could talk about is people that I know around me, a very good portion, over 50%, maybe 60%, especially the men, for some reason, if they're between like late 60s now, almost 80, that generation of parents, alcoholics, physically abusive, like a huge percentage of them. So obviously that's going to trickle down to the kids either becoming assholes or just being neglected. Like I would see it so much. And I've talked about it before. Like there was that generation that you can still find them now. There's certain bars that now they're 80 and they're still there getting drunk and going crazy. I don't know why that generation, it's like, because the generation right before, a little older than them that came, they were the complete opposite. They were heads down hard workers and they were trying to build. And then that new influx of Greece came in. We had a generation that came in that was mostly alcoholics.
And why was that?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I have to look deeper into...
Were they alcoholics in Greece and then people in Greece were like, get the fuck out of here?
I have a theory that because that age group, I think it was still the kingdom of... I think there was still the... Maybe it was more conservative and they came here younger, you know, and
they were like, oh, here we can party. Yeah.
And then they overdid it and they didn't know how to control their vices. And then maybe they were frustrated because they were in a new land. Yeah. And they didn't speak the languages. Now they had two languages here. And they, because the one before, the ones that built like the Greek community and all that, they were the opposite. They just built. Yeah. They put their heads on. They wanted to work. They wanted to build families. And then we had this gap. We had one influx that was garbage. And now we have a new one that, again, they're workers again. They're young kids that come and they speak language and they're ready to work and good. But we had that one generation that majority was just garbage. I don't know if Toronto suffered the same thing, but Montreal definitely did.
Yeah.
You can still see them. I'll take you on a safari.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. I see them every day. I see one of them. It's insane.
Yeah, my dad was in that generation.
I thought you were going to say the garbage Greek people. I see him every day in the mirror.
I'm bringing it back.
So he was making it cool again.
But it's just funny. He's like, do you mind? I go, I don't mind at all. I talk about this. I go, let's discuss. Yeah. And I was trying to explain it to him. That whole thing. He's like, fuck, it's true. He goes, because I remember, he's telling me his ex and all that. He goes, fuck, like alcoholics. They would drink like crazy and they would just get hammered at douche. I go, I know. I've seen it.
Well, right. I've had an uncle who was severe alcoholic, where they told him, like, if you drink another drop, he had, like, holes in his stomach, and he had to get surgery and shit. Like, if you drink another drop, like, you're probably going to die.
God damn.
Yeah. And then I had another uncle.
Did he drink? He kept on drinking?
He still drinks, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's surviving.
I have a friend like that. The doctor told him, you can't drink. You can't drink anymore. If you have one beer, you can die. And then... he still drinks, and whenever I tell him, didn't the doctor say you're going to die? And he goes, I drink less.
My uncle, he, I drink less.
Yeah. They're crazy, bro.
Yeah.
If the doctor tells you you're going to, like, because doctors, if you drink too much, obviously they're going to tell you, hey, drink a little less. But if they say drink a little less, it means drink a little less. But if they say if you're going to die, that means you're probably going to die.
They don't care. They're raging. I remember but I was young, like under 10, less than 8 probably. Mm. There was a big event at the community. Bro, my dad shows up, gets crazy, next level trash, started a fist fight.
No.
Yeah, he attacked the president of the community.
That's hilarious. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
God damn.
Yeah, he would do that shit a lot, yeah.
Fuck.
Insane. Yeah. Insane. That generation was fucked, bro. Rattled.
Nah.
And I still see a lot of those old, like that same age group. I still see
my dad was from that generation too.
Mm. Your dad doesn't drink much, though.
My dad, he'll have wine here and there, but my dad was a severe alcoholic.
Oh, was he?
A lot of them are alcoholics. Yeah, that generation. Okay,
but what happened?
But they didn't call it alcohol.
How did he?
Well, what happened to my dad at some point is he loved motorcycles, Harley Davidsons, and he would just get smashed, go start fights, and ride his motorcycle.
Jesus Christ!
And at some point, I think he lived in Alberta or something. And then what happened was, he was driving cliffside and he got hammered and I think he almost toppled over the cliff. And I think that's what it was like, oh no, I got to stop this shit.
My dad, it's so crazy because I remember when I was getting older and I would find stuff out about what he did. You know, I would read fucking court documents and shit. And then when I found out about murders and shit and I would question him about it when I was younger in Greece, and I asked him, I go, what about this? Like, this happened. And he's like, why are you bringing up the past?
I've had guys come up.
I go, did you kill a guy for talking shit? Is that like a real thing? And then you left the country. He's like, why are you bringing up old stuff?
That's funny, though.
It's insane. That's
funny.
Bro.
That is funny.
He's like, you're like your mother. Why are you bringing up old shit? It's crazy. Completely insane, that generation. Yeah, we should actually do a documentary.
100%.
It'd be depressing, though.
Yeah, me, I've had. No, depends how you do it, I guess.
No, it would be depressing.
A documentary, maybe, but a movie would be entertaining.
We laugh because me and you didn't get like the brunt of it. Like I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't get beat up. I didn't get molested. I didn't get. But some kids got.
He's right though about that. Like a documentary would be depressing, but a series. would be amazing. Like a era type series, like from the whatever 1960s.
You're getting to something that I mentioned on the French cast when I had Adam on last week, and people sent me comments, and then somebody at the show on Saturday asked me about it too, and I said I'm going to look into it. We're going to have to talk if you want to take part in it, because I think we should do it, but if we do, we have to do it well. Remember my joke when I talk about my criminal buddies and how they're not good criminals? So I was talking about Adam and we were just sharing stories about my shitty criminal friends and him too and this and that. And I said, he's like, dude, this has to be a show, like here in Quebec, so it's English, French, about those people, about the Greeks and all that. But you know, the organized crime, it should be called Crime Désorganisé. Yeah. And it should be about that. I really do want to push for us to get that shit done. The stories are insane.
Yeah.
They're insane. Some of them feel like they were written, it wasn't real, but we have evidence, bro. You know some of this stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's like the Montreal version of Florida Man.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we have a lot of those.
I've had years, as an adult, recently, people walk up to me, like dudes, old dudes that from the neighborhood that, you know, were involved, and like, hold on a minute, aren't you so-and-so's son? And they heard or some shit, you remember? I go, tell your father I know him very well. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean, bro? Like, weird shit.
It's weird. They say, like, they banged him. Like, it's weird. It's weird how they talk. You should tell him, like, bro, can you calm down? It sounds like you had sex with a man.
It does.
No. That's what I meant.
It does kind of sound like it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he gives you a fist bump.
He's like, no. He fucked me.
He goes to give you a fist bump, and you're like, what? No, this is what I put inside of him. Yeah. That is my cock.
That's a good receiver, Delphist.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's so many good stories of all these weirdos. Like, we have... I have tales of stuff that... Remember, like, I still didn't put it on stage, but I have to figure out a way to do it on stage. I'm not going to say his name now, because he does... I don't know if he's in jail or not, but we know that he watches. Remember, he was screaming at the cafe, and he was bragging that the cops didn't know...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
About crimes that he shouldn't be bragging about, because I was like, oh, I didn't know you were out or whatever. Like, yeah, I'm out, of course, the cops. And it was all full of... It was when it was getting gentrified, the neighborhood, so it was all... It wasn't just us.
Yeah.
It was a lot of just... French students, English students that don't know about, and they're all freaking out. He's like, because they didn't, but they don't know about the body over there. And he's naming people. They don't know about his body over there. And about this guy. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to know. And he's naming places. And I'm like, this is why. This is why you're getting arrested. You're just yelling about like a variety of crimes.
I don't understand how you would. Like, if I murdered somebody, I would shut the... I would forget about it.
They bragged about everything, about crimes that, like... Dude, that's still illegal. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't
brag
about it.
That's almost like those fucking, like, SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah.
That brag about murdering people in a song.
And I remember he had disappeared again a little while, and then I had joked about it there. Because, like, where is he? And someone's like, I think he's in jail. Like, oh, big surprise. Did he go to the police station and yell his crimes at them? It's so stupid. He's yelling. If people are driving, people like, you can hear him. People at the tables next to him, like, oh, mon Dieu. Like, they're freaking out. Yeah,
that was absurd. I was there for that.
But it would make a great TV series.
It would amazing TV series.
Especially based on true events. We're like, get the fuck out of
here. If you do it like a sort of a 90s feel, that way you can get like the Hells Angels, like the Hells Angels rock machine era.
I have good Hells Angels stories. I had met the some Hells Angels. My dad was involved in crime stuff when I was young, I remember.
Okay.
Shit like that. But it's and it didn't click because I was so small. He used a fake name for years because they would call him something else.
Okay.
That's amazing.
That's the craziest thing, bro. And then they would say, I remember, you're so-and-so's son. And then when I caught on, I'd be like, but I would always wonder. I go, does he have a middle name? I didn't realize I had a crime name.
That's funny.
So crazy. Oh, anything else you want to add this episode?
No. I've nothing. Yeah.
Where are you at next?
I'm doing, I'm in Gatineau this weekend with Suzette Good.
Yes.
And then just the new show. It's almost ready.
Is the prop ready?
It's going to be ready only after the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I'm going to come do the opening,
I'm
won't
not
going to
have it yet.
Fuck, yeah. I was excited about
and
that.
And I'm getting, I want to get jackets for my sound guy. And like, I want to dress him up like too fancy.
Because
I saw a thing the other day. I forget what website I was on. There was a picture of Lenny Kravitz with the biggest scarf I've ever seen in my life. Google Lenny Kravitz giant scarf. And I was like, he looks like a fucking retard. Like, it's just insane. And I wanted to get, like, a gold jacket for my crew.
Oh, that's
and
absurd.
I was like, I think I'm going to make him wear scarves, too. Just so that when they arrive, like one of those giant.
Oh yeah, it looks like a blanket.
Yeah, that is a.
That looks stupid now.
Goddamn buffoon.
Yeah, I only saw the top. That one, it looked like man, but then when I see the whole thing coming down, it looks like he left with his blanket.
Yeah. He's a fucking 1930s woman.
Yeah, he's a lady.
Yeah,
but he does look comfy. I will give him that.
So I want my crew to have something like that, but gold colored. So I think it's just, but it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna just. I wanna dress up.
You wanna fuck around this tour?
Yeah.
So you're gonna give him like jacket like the Fonz?
No, like a jacket, like kind of like your jacket, but if it was gold.
Golden, is it gonna write the tour in the back?
Yeah, it'll be the name of the show is gonna be Modest, so it'll be written Modest in the back.
It's gonna be shiny gold.
Yeah, yeah. Sparkly. Like a
Vegas thing.
Like if Liberace came back. Or okay. Like almost an Elvis.
Elton John type of thing?
Yeah, Elton John, Elvis,
eccentric
comeback special.
Or like when Kevin Hart had his special and he had the jacket with the biker jacket with all the gold and shit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to wear shit like that, but I want my crew to.
It is funny they're all matching like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the only thing though, I'm going to get some gold shoes.
For you?
Yeah.
Have you looked at gold shoes? Because can you bring up gold shoes? Because that's a hit or miss.
Yeah, because I saw that they have Nike gold shoes.
I
got to
type in men, sorry.
That are really nice, but they're just for women.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, dudes don't really look.
Like Nike gold, like see the.
Ah, okay.
Like, but they look ridiculous.
No, that's brown.
These are nice. I wanted to buy these at some point.
No, on the right to the right of that, actually, that could work because they're
this
shiny.
One. Yeah. This looks good with the white and everything.
Like I was talking to Emil, and Emil was saying to like, see those. I like those.
The Jordans.
Yeah.
You know what? Because Mike wears all black, these would look fire on him.
Yeah, yeah. I think those.
But those look
nice.
Fake. If you get real ones like that,
Well, it's
like
obviously not real gold, bro.
Not, I mean, fake Jordans that you
dickhead. I know.
Yeah, they're just
go down, right
Jordans
down,
that someone painted.
Go down.
Oh, look at the ones, the pin-on real versus fake. The one totally on the left. Like, go towards the left.
Oh, here.
Yeah, those. I'd look like a buffoon.
Yeah.
But those are amazing.
But that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
You're like Nike. Like
those
actual
are amazing.
Nike, the god.
Yeah. Holy I look shit. Like a goddamn buffoon. I'll look like a.
No, you can't wear spiky, but if they're shiny, like these those ones, cool. Click on those.
Yeah, these are pretty cool too.
Yeah, these could work.
Yeah,
yeah, these could work for sure.
More of a matted look would be crazy. Yeah.
I think too, like, because I'm gonna do, I think just black t-shirt, a black t-shirt with. I always have a vest, but it'll just be black t-shirt, black jeans.
Gold shoes.
No jewelry, no watch, nothing.
You're not gonna wear your watch.
No, just nothing to make it look. Very humble,
but
with crazy gold shoes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I since I don't wear colors, and when I buy stuff, I always buy the same fucking clothes. Like, I've 900 shirts, but they're all the same shirt.
Yeah, I have tons. It's all black shirts, black. I have the same shit. But I like it because I know what I'm going to get. Oh, but I realize I don't fit in a lot of stuff. I got to buy, like, I don't have dress clothes. I just have the nice dress clothes I have. I don't have any.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can't go to a funeral. And nothing fits me. It's all too big. I put on today. I look like my
like
uncle's jacket.
A little kid wearing his dad's clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Awful, yeah. Awful. It's you. I can't even get away with going. They're going to be like, this guy playing a joke on us.
And it's, I don't think, since you've lost so much weight, it's not even worth getting them,
no, it's
like,
too much.
Fitted.
It's too much. It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
I don't even know. It's weird looking at myself in them because I remember when they were tight.
Okay.
So I look at it, I go, how the fuck? Is that even possible?
Yeah.
Like, you don't notice because you lose gradually. So I was like, how the fuck is that? How did I fit in that shit?
Yeah.
It's scary.
So what's your goal now? Like, your goal weight?
Oh, just until the end of November, this challenge.
No, I know, but...
Oh, my goal weight? Yeah. Honestly, I want to hit 240.
Okay.
240.
Obviously.
I think I weighed myself. I was like 278.
Okay.
When did you weigh yourself?
Like, a few weeks ago.
For real? Because you told me that a few weeks ago,
before the burritos or after the burritos?
Because you remember when you told us that a few weeks ago?
No, I weighed myself recently.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 278. I was actually excited. I was like, oh, shit, I don't know. I'm eating like shit. I don't know how the fuck I'm losing weight.
So you went down to 270?
278.
270. Down to 278.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means you were up to 290?
No, the heaviest I was 285.
Okay.
Recently, yeah.
Okay. That's the heaviest it was recently.
Okay. Yeah, recently.
That he had weighed himself, yeah.
Because I've always fluctuated like crazy. Like, I remember when I was 21, my heaviest was, I was 330 pounds. I started hitting the gym, dieting and everything. I dropped down to 270, got cocky, regained back up to like 300. Then during the pandemic, I dropped. I started before the pandemic dropping slowly, and then during the pandemic, I just plummeted to 245. Now my goal is 240. I want to drop to 240. I think 245, I looked good. I liked myself.
Because you even look good now.
Yeah.
Like, so if you drop like 50 pounds, you'll
but
look
he looks
really
good now because he looks like he has a job.
Yeah.
It's because of the clothes.
Well, I'm a dashing young man, sir.
Well, you're not dashing or young. You can't dash is the problem.
Hey, if I shave, I have a baby
you
face.
You can't dash. You can't dash. That's the problem. It's all slow movement.
That's why it's all my looks that's dashing. Yeah.
He gives by on his looks. He gives by on his looks. That's why they make sure he's outside of the airport.
Yeah, we got to get you handsome enough so you can work in the airport.
Yeah. Once you get good looking enough to be inside the building, you know that
I don't want to work in the airport.
You do work at the airport.
Not in,
you work outside of it. That's
no, I don't want to work in the airport. It's too hectic. I don't like that shit. There's too much shit going on.
You want it nice and relaxed.
Do they have rentals inside?
No, they used to be inside.
Why,
then
why
they got moved
out. Why did they kick you guys out?
A space for the taxis and shit. And they were building. Then they built the Marriott. And then
you mean like when you guys used to be inside, the cars used to be closer too?
Yeah, they had a whole parking lot, but then they had to build shit, and then they got moved out. This was years ago. Then they got moved out. Now we're getting moved out again soon. A bit
to like, where?
Where the Marriott is, right next to it.
Not the one that's right next
not
to
the Marriott? What's the hotel?
U.S.
What's the hotel called?
Yeah, I think it's a Marriott.
It's a Marriott?
The U.S. Departures.
Yeah, close
to
there.
Okay,
that's
not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. It's like a 5-minute walk.
That might be even better, no? They'll set something up easier for you guys?
No, there's still people that are going to complain about it.
That, I mean, for you. Like, isn't it better for you guys or no?
It might be better for us because right now we have an issue with traffic. Anyways, this is boring talk about my job now, but whatever.
Well, we're curious about the traffic.
But we would be going around the traffic the airport.
Like, whenever I book Uber to the airport, I always get them to drop me off at the Marriott.
Yeah.
You save,
smart,
like, 20 minutes.
Smart.
Because, the airport is a fucking shit show.
Oh, dude.
It's the worst goddamn fucking airport in North America.
Dude, they ruined the airport. Everyone's been complaining from the exit. From the entrance of the highway to get into the airport, I think like to get to arrivals was like 2-3 hours at some point.
Yeah.
Which is the people were getting out of the cars running, bro. You'd see people. Yeah. It was insane, bro. Especially over the summer, bro. People were just running, rushing. People returning rentals were like, what the fuck? Freaking out, bro. It was chaos this summer.
Yeah, I remember. I don't know where we were going. I don't know if it was before the Vegas show. I don't remember where the hell I was. But I remember waiting. It was the first time where they took me, the cab driver, the Uber, took me from the other way. You know, like where the park rental shit is from the other side. I was like, are you sure
what
this is the
side?
Way you're supposed to go? Instead of getting off, let's say where we normally get off and go straight into the airport.
Oh,
he got off one exit before. And I was like, are you sure? He's like, this is the fastest route, man.
He did the right move for you because there's sidewalks.
And it was so crazy, though. I was like, it was still long. And I go, are you sure? He's like, I'm telling you, this is even faster than what you would do over there. And it was just chaos.
Yeah,
I go, what the fuck? It's not moving. Yeah. He goes, welcome to the airport.
Because our airport, it was never an airport to accumulate that much volume. And now especially
it was supposed to be Mirabel. It was going to be international.
Yeah. And now, especially since we had that pandemic thing happen and everyone wants to fucking travel now because everyone was stuck inside. It's just a mess.
Is that why, though, people?
I don't think the pandemic has much to do with the traffic,
no?
though.
No, I think it's just there's a lot of traffic.
Like,
but it was never
so
like
much
this,
construction.
Though.
Like
that, too. There's that, too.
There's not enough road. Yeah.
There's no road, no parking left. It's just insane.
Dude,
what a ridiculous city.
Yeah, what a
it's bad.
Stupid
are we
city.
All moving to Delaware or Texas? That was happening right now. I feel like this is the rumbling.
Texas.
Yeah.
Could you be a Florida man?
I think since my girlfriend has kids, it'd be hard.
Mm.
But I could definitely live in Florida.
You like
Florida.
It that much,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. I like Florida.
But only Orlando or you don't care?
I don't care.
Really? Okay, is that nice?
Yeah, but I prefer Orlando cuz the there's less danger for hurricanes and shit.
Okay.
But since it's right in the middle.
Okay.
So it doesn't get hit as hard as like Tampa or Fort Lauderdale, but it's still getting hit now. So I think I could move anywhere.
What about Miami?
Miami, I'd love it. I wouldn't buy, though, because I'd be worried that the fucking place is going to get flooded, but I'd rent.
Is the flood thing real still?
I don't know. But like, in Vermont now they had floods.
I know, like in Pompano Beach, Florida, like the main street gets flooded every year now.
Really?
Yeah, it used to happen. It happened, like, I think the first time once in the 80s and then didn't happen again. And since I think it's 2012, every year it gets flooded.
Like when there's torrential rains?
Yeah, it just the street, there's water. So anyone that's ground level, like my apartment in Orlando is ground level. So my fucking place would be a mess.
There's no way of them fixing like the piping, the plumbing, so that they could, you know, get the, like, you know, here they had to make a lot of upgrades in our streets.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It was holding water.
They'd have to. I think they just have to build like a wall.
Oh, is it coming from the ocean?
Yeah, I think it's coming.
Okay,
from
I thought
the
it was
ocean.
Like there's all a rain.
No, I think it's coming from the ocean.
Okay,
the
oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the ocean. We do gotta stop that thing.
Yeah.
Well, we had the for the longest time. Do you remember the underpass for the 40 to go 40 east, and it comes up to Park X on Cremazy,
where the old
studio was?
Yeah, and yeah, that didn't get flooded.
Yeah, they had. Yeah. It still gets flooded.
Yeah, it still gets flooded. It's funny when you know it's raining. I'm avoiding that shit. People just get stuck there. Some people used to leave their cars. There was good videos.
When we had the tornadoes, bro, I had to pull some crazy maneuvers to get back home. Everything was flooded.
Yeah, remember the tornadoes? We don't talk about that. It was during the Les Rebelles.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice.
Yeah, they had we had tornadoes. That the one in Sherbrooke.
Okay,
there's tornado warnings. Yeah, some people didn't even want to refund. They didn't even show up to the show because they got scared because of tornadoes.
Really? Fuck. Yeah. I didn't even notice.
While I was driving, it was during the heat of it.
Fuck.
It was just crazy.
Yeah. Ah, that's funny that you didn't notice.
I didn't notice.
Because he left. I remember because he was closing. So, and he was closer to home. It was in. Because when you came, I remember asking you and you're like, I just drove you.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You told me that. Because
you came right after. So everything had stopped. Everyone was like, and then you just walked out. You're like, fuck, it's nice. It's nice and dry. It's nice and dry. And he just came straight.
Yeah, and I left from, like, Montreal. So there was no one anywhere.
I had to stop driving at one point. I had to pull over because you couldn't see shit.
Yeah, because you drove, like, early in the afternoon.
Yeah, it took me 2 hours to get there.
Yeah, it took me 11 minutes.
You had a good year.
Yeah, I'm very lucky.
All right. Oh, we didn't tell anyone, but they should watch Bottom of the Barrel because Chris Ramsey is not here because he was injured. He hurt his back having some kind of a homosexual sexual escapade, but he's going to say it on his podcast. So he hurt his back, but you talked about the funniest story I've heard in a long time where you crossed the border and you walked across with the cars.
I walked across.
You have to watch. It was crazy what he did for the truck.
Yeah, because my fucking truck. Anyway, because they've shipped a truck to me in Plattsburgh, but they didn't put the paperwork, so I couldn't get it across the border. And then you can't just leave a truck at the border. You got to drive it back into America. And then all those fucking towns don't have taxis. So I had to walk with migrants.
No!
He walked with migrants with backpacks in the rain.
In the rain.
He's just there walking with the migrants. They're like, where are you going, gringo?
And then, I stopped. I didn't walk the migrant trail. I was like, fuck it. I'm walking on the highway. I'm a highway guy. So I walked on the highway. But then I had to wait. I was waiting in line between there was a Subaru, me, and then a Volvo.
No, that's amazing. Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, like a drunk guy at the fucking McDonald's drive-thru. That lost his license, but he's like, fuck it.
And it's
hungry.
Mike Ward.
Yeah.
Imagine that viral video. Yeah. You're not going to believe me.
All the Quebecers were probably like,
what the fuck?
It's Mike Ward.
It doesn't, like, this is great. That's a clone. They cloned him in the States. He's trying to get back home. It's like that Peter Parker, Ben Reilly situation. Who's the real clone? It's so crazy.
Yeah. Nah, that's wild.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it since he said it. It's just so insane.
I've worked so hard for that goddamn truck.
He's worked so hard his whole life so he could walk on the path with migrants. Even pointed to it. They go, that's the migrant path. He's like, what?
No.
Yeah, and then he's walking. He's like, these guys with backpacks. He's like, these are refugees. I don't belong here.
Because the guy told me, like the customs guy, I was like, how do I get back? And he goes, you can walk with the migrants. And I started laughing because I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a joke. I was
no way!
This fucking guy is hilarious. That's why I'm like, the fucking migrants.
Yeah, you can illegally cross the border with these migrants. He's like, that's so funny. And the guy's like, I'm not laughing.
And then when I parked the car, like I saw a bunch of Mexicans with backpacks. And I was like, what the fuck?
They were going into the U.S. or
they
out?
They were coming into Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I checked my phone and then it says like walk here, and then I like it's I see it's making me walk like in the forest, and I'm like, go fuck yourself. I'm not, and it started raining, and I'm like, I'm not walking in the forest. Imagine if I get fucking robbed in the forest.
Imagine, nah. If the news says comedian Mike Ward was robbed, raped, and killed by a bunch of Mexican refugees.
You crazy. See me on the news with some redneck going, we got to get these fucking illegals out of here. And I'm like, I'm not. I was trying to buy a limousine. They didn't have the paperwork for my limousine.
We're living signed. This is
crazy. Yeah, I was about to say her. He's just there Dave in line Chappelle.
With a car. Yeah. If I was the border agent
not Dave Chappelle,
and
sorry.
I see Mike Ward, I think I would, the laugh, I would cry. I'd be like, I don't know what's happening. Mike, what are you doing? Like, I'm trying to get back. I'm trying to get back home.
Nah. I would die.
They were very nice, though.
Of course.
They were so nice. The lady, the girl that I got, like, with when I had the actual truck, when she saw me walk back, like, I walked and I went back in just to wait for my girlfriend. And then she saw me and I was fucking, like, it was pouring rain. And I was wearing... Like this, I think I had this coat or a wool, like some sort of fucking wool type material, which is horrible in the fucking rain. And then she was like, ah, oh, fuck. She got me like a towel to dry me off. Like she was super nice. They were all super nice.
But there's nothing you could do because there's no paperwork.
No paperwork. So, and even the guy, he told me, he was like, if you have a picture of your paperwork, I'll let you through. And I was like, I have nothing. I have nothing because these goddamn fucking people. Didn't send me anything.
They're real idiots, huh?
They're real fucking assholes. It's a company called Ultimate Toys. They're fucking dicks.
So never again.
Never, ever again. And even like the truck has, like, you know how fucking when you buy a car from like a like BMW Park Avenue, there's fucking stickers on it everywhere. As soon as I'm in Canada, I'm taking all those stickers off.
Yeah, of course. But you're not going to advertise for a company that made you join the migrants.
Yeah.
Didn't you, when you bought your Ford Focus, didn't you tell them to give you a discount to keep it on? And they give you a discount and then you took it off as soon as you drove off?
No, they said, no, we can't. I go, you don't want to give me a discount? So you want me to advertise for you? I go, take it off. And they're like, are you serious? I go, take it off right now.
Yeah. my friend Pat did the same. He bought a truck. And he had 5 stickers on his truck.
Oh, that's insane.
And he was like, he called him and he was like, this is mental. Like, just like, I don't mind like 1 sticker. You're like, it's okay. But fucking 5.
Oh, I made it clear. I said, are you going to pay me for it? They're like, no, I go, take it the fuck off. They're like, are you serious? Like, oh, I've never been more serious. Take it off or I'm not taking the car.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was a real dick about it.
Yeah. I wonder how hard it is to
it's
take
not,
off.
It's not. You, it's you not. Use
you
one
got
of those,
a heat, right?
Nah, not even. You grab one of those plastic scrapers, and it comes off. Then you put some Windex, you wash that
the glue.
Shit. Yeah,
okay,
that's it.
Okay.
But it doesn't damage
the paint. I think I'm going to get my mechanic.
Yeah, the mechanic knows. He's going to take it off. They have a spray for it. Sure, I guess.
And plus, too, my truck, the thing that fucking pisses me off. Like, so I'm getting the paperwork tomorrow night, and then my temporary license expires the day after tomorrow.
Look at this guy.
So I'm going to have to fucking, like, I'm barely going to make it back into the country with my goddamn temporary license.
But it's a temporary license for what?
From, it's like, you know when you buy a car, you
temporary license plate.
Yeah, plate. Yeah,
it's a paper now.
Yeah, so it's a paper plate from Ohio. And so I'm going to have to get a plate from Quebec.
So you get into it. And the second you're in Canada, you have to go get a new plate for
the same day. Same day. So I think I'm just gonna park it in my yard, like facing not facing the street, so no one can tell that I don't have a plate anymore.
And then
the day, the first, as soon as I can, I'll get the real plate.
I will tell you, it is on private property, so even if it's not plated, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's on private property.
Okay. Look, I wouldn't take my legal advice from this guy, but
it
makes sense. It feels like it's real.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Let's Google it.
No, we don't have to Google it. It feels legit, but I would never take legal advice from this guy.
But whether it is or not, you know.
There's nothing else you can do.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
So Mike Ward.ca is the website. Mike Ward also has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, Mike Ward Suzekut, the award-winning Mike Ward Suzekut. Head over to MikeWard.ca to catch all of his tour dates, buy some tickets, patreon.com/Suzekut for all of the Mike Ward Suzekut episodes. You get the entire back catalog, plus you get access instantly to buying tickets for the live shows and arenas. Thank you, Poseidon. I am Poseidon.com for his website. PantelisComedy.com, follow my stuff. The Patreon is doing great things. A lot of French cast episodes, a lot of intellectuals. A lot of bonus tapes are going to be going up that are exclusive just to Patreon. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.